BJ Wells is not, he's not ready. So that was the examination determination this morning, and that he will not be ready by Sunday. So that's why we listed him out.
Did he give it a go today at all, or did he do much at all? I think he said
he was examined this morning after yesterday's work, and the medical staff felt that he would not be ready by Sunday.
Was Greg Jennings close at all, or?
I think he's obviously closer this week than he was last week. If you look at the timetable, we're going to be 7 days further as far as the rehab and the treatment than he was the first time we had the setback. So, yeah, we're hopeful for next week.
Is Hulse has practiced for a few weeks now. Do you think he's ready to take on a role up there on Sunday?
The balls look good. I thought he had he's clearly his best practice yesterday since he came back, and that's really what he needs is the padded work. So he worked again today, and he's definitely close to being ready.
You encouraged by the way the defensive line played without Raji last week, Mike?
Yes, I am. I thought our defensive line set the tempo for our whole defense, particularly against a scheme that was different in Houston. The challenge will be, totally different this week in St. Louis. But I thought our defensive line was outstanding in Houston, and we're going to need that type of performance again this week.
Mike, what kind of week does Zombo and Corliss have? I know you're not activating them, but
good week. You know, watch Frank specifically in the special teams work today. Just wanted to see him do some of the long running. I'm very, very encouraged with both Frank and Andrew. So it was good to get that week under the belt.
Is three running backs a concern, or is Johnny White done enough to be up in case of an emergency?
Well, Johnny White's had a very good week of practice. You can see his experience in special teams. We've been very, very impressed just the way he's picked things up and so forth. So, we'll discuss it all. We have some, moves that we still need to make as far as who's going to play and what that we need to sort out here in the next 24 hours.
Has Eric Walton made a jump from last year?
Well, I think Eric Walton definitely has made a step from last year. And, Eric had a chance to go through an off-season program, which he did not. So, we obviously acquired him 2 years ago and then the CBA. So I think just the fact that going through from day one all the way through, he's very comfortable in our scheme. You just love the way he plays, physical, brings that, an attitude that you can't have enough of on your football team. And I think he's clearly playing better this year than he did last year.
Would it be fair to say the more you've seen of Alex Green, the more confidence you have in him?
Well, I think the confidence in Alex Green will just continue to grow with everybody, with the more opportunities that he gets. Prior to Alex's injury, and I can distinctly remember in the Minnesota game, we had had a package of plays in that game that we had been working on for a couple of weeks, and then he suffered the injury on the kickoff return. So. I don't think it's really no surprise to any of us. It's just a matter of him now having the opportunity, and he's been productive with it so far.